Hi everyone, this is Sumire. This is the 7th audio vlog. Today, May 25th, was a commencement day at Harvard for class of 2017. I, as a class of 2016, graduated from Harvard last year, and it is so hard to believe that it's been a year already. And because I feel like it was only a month or 2 months ago when I performed a Class A ode on stage on class day. I remember that I went to, of course I was at the commencement, but I was listening to the speech by Steven Spielberg, the movie director, and I was really impressed by the speech. But so I was watching the commencement live on Facebook today when all the undergrads were screaming when Faust gave them the degree. And then later, I watched the speech by Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook. And I don't know if it's just me or I don't know, but I thought his speech was amazing, and I was more impressed than Spielberg's speech last year, to be honest. TBH. If you haven't heard the speech, I really definitely recommend that you listen to it today. I mean, it doesn't have to be today. But he talked about how he struggled from building a successful company. And that sounds cliche, and you know, that's very commencement-like speech. But I think it was because he's in our age, and because he talked a lot about what we as our generation should do for the future. I was really impressed by his words. And at the end, I was like almost crying, because I think this was the most memorable story that he told the audience today. But so he has a school for poor kids who cannot afford education, and he was telling about this one undocumented boy, and he really wanted to go to college, but he was not sure if the college will accept him because he's undocumented. So Zuckerberg took him out to a meal for his birthday. And he asked the boy what he wanted for his birthday gift. And he said, there are so many unprivileged kids at school around me, and I need to do something for them. So please give me just one book about social justice. And when I heard the story, I was like, I don't know. It was so powerful. After he said so many things that we, our generation, could do. Because if he said this, but if this one high school or middle school kid can say something like that, and if we are all like him, we could all change this world in a much, much better place. And looking at him, who is already really successful on his company and also building schools and founded a charitable organization. I was really motivated and I thought I should really try harder to, I don't know, put ideas into action. And I learned how important it is to just do something instead of just brainstorm. And also another moment I was really, I was, well, not impressed, but I thought it's like so true, was that in like movies and stories, there's always a moment where the main character comes up with this great idea and the person will say, "Wow, I got a great idea. I'm going to make this happen." And then the whole project happens there. But he says it's such a wrong idea because you never know if you're going to succeed in doing that unless you do it. And you learn how to succeed by doing it. And it's so true. And I think we're waiting for that moment when we get the great best idea in the world where we are sure that it's going to be a great project in the future. But from that speech, I realized that we should just make it happen as you think about it. And, you know, I think it's just so important for us to make changes for the future. I don't know, I sound like I'm talking about idealistic world, and but this is what I really got from his speech. And without saying anything else, please watch his speech. You will know what I mean. So anyway, this is totally unrelated, but my mom published a book yesterday in Japan, and I and my Juliet friends contributed a music video on English vocabulary, and we composed and made lyrics, choreography, and video all by ourselves. And I think it's like pretty good video, so please check it out. The link is in the article, in the post. So I just wanted to mention that because thanks to Brandon, Ken, and Yejin who helped us realize this crazy idea of putting together a vocabulary song for Japanese kids and kids in the world. So, okay, this is such a long audio blog. thank you for listening. Please watch his speech if you can, and let me know what you think about it. If you liked it, if you didn't like it, let me know. I'd love to hear your opinion on that. So, congratulations, class of 2017. And I will see you next week. Bye!